Okay, this is just a summary today of really like optimal nutrition. We've got a lot of these principles before, and we've covered them before. Really, the basic purpose of nutrition is just to improve our health, to maintain our health, to reduce our disabilities, to reduce disease. This is a reason we want to get good nutrition. And of course, by this particular conference, we want to be able to show, and I think our speakers have been doing that, that we have an evidence base to show that we can improve the longevity, we can improve the health of individuals through nutrition. Now, there's a lot of other things we can do that with too, but nutrition certainly is one of those. I had an interesting time at the Food and Agriculture Organization about a month or so ago, but they've got a very ambitious goal. Food security exists when all people at all times have access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food to meet their dietary needs. Now, what is almost unrealistic, it's everyone's right to have available and affordable food. But you know, we're long ways from that. But optimal nutrition is really very simple. Maximize your intakes of the 26 essential nutrients that we know of from the 6 different food groups. And if we don't get good nutrition, we are apt to come down at one time or another with, we're going to die of something anyway. We cannot promise eternal life. But if we do not follow these principles, we are going to increase our risk of obesity, diabetes, coronary vascular disease, several types of cancer, dental caries, as well as osteoporosis. So what we want to do is design a diet that's going to be, trying to reduce those risks. And every one of the 6 or 7 food groups make a contribution to nutrition. And when we leave one out, and there's many cultures that leave a group out. There's cultures that do not use any legumes. There's cultures that do not use very much grains. There's others that do not use any milk or dairy or egg or milk products. And that's all right if they have a complementary food that will produce the same nutrients. That's all right. But it has to be replaced. B12 is essential. Calcium, a certain amount, is essential. And we can't get by with any less. Now, the old science, and when I used to be, when I took nutrition, was really we were trying to consume enough of these nutrients to prevent a deficient disease like scurvy, beriberi, pellagra, protein, calorie, malnutrition, or whatever. That was the old way. Now, that's still true, but we've got an advancement of that. And now we want not only to consume nutrients that maintain our growth and repair and restoration of our bodies when we're sick, but we want to reach optimal levels that reduce the risk of not only these nutrient deficiency diseases, but also reduce the risk of chronic diseases. And there is a certain level of nutrients we need. For instance, you may be able to get by on 400 milligrams of calcium per day, but that's really hardly enough to prevent, osteoporosis. It's just barely enough to maintain your bone structure and so on. Now, diets should be planned that really derive most of the nutrients we need from food. Now, there's a few exceptions of supplements, and we've discovered some of those. Basically, the six major food groups are whole grains, grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, low-fat dairy are essential. Replacements are essential fats. These are all really, to have the best diet, you've got to have these in your diet. Now, the second principle of good nutrition is variety. In fact, I think it's the first and more or less the most important. If we can get variety, most cultures do not have the opportunity of getting enough variety in their diet. They have limitations. Part of their limitations is finance, but part of it is lack of vision. I've been to some of the islands in Inter-America, and only rice that's available is white rice or white flour. And when I went there, they told me, well, that's all that's available. There's no whole grain. There's no red rice. There's no brown rice. I said, what do you mean? We just can't get it. They won't let us in. The French won't let us import it. In 3 hours, I had them all the brown rice, all the whole wheat they wanted, and they'd have it there within a week. It's just a matter of vision and demand in many places. Not all places, but some places. And of course, we need to increase the variety of some of the subgroups, especially the dark, as Dr. Craig and others mentioned, the dark green leafy vegetables should be a part of this variety. Varieties of beans and other types of legumes, whole grains. Many cultures, like America, wheat is our number one grain. In the East, it's rice. And north of Russia, it's maybe rye. But it's nice if we can have a variety in our grain intake. And of course, nuts. Nuts is some people say, well, they're very, very expensive in our culture. And they are. But you know, all these foods are expensive compared to maybe white rice or maybe the common vegetable that they have. But when you consider the expense of Coca-Cola and potato chips and all these refined foods, per ounce, they are more expensive than these natural foods usually. And of course, meat is very expensive too. And so you can cut down your expense by going to eating and using more beans. Another principle, as Winston mentioned and Dr. Craig mentioned the other day, I think of good nutrition is color. Put color into your diet. I go to Africa many times, and I've said, put color in your diet. You know, and we're talking about color. It ought to be colorful. If you've got a choice between light green and dark green lettuce, choose the dark green. If you have a light, barely pink strawberry, and then a red raspberry, choose the red raspberry. Choose the dark colors, not the cabbage. The white cabbage is fine, but the dark cabbage, the purple cabbage, is much better. And another principle is nutrient-dense foods. Try to use foods that have more nutrients per calorie and not the other side of this story, which have more calories per nutrient or per gram. So maximize nutrient density. Get most of the calories from nutrient-dense foods. Now, here's just some examples of nutrient-dense foods. You take fruits and vegetables. Very high in nutrients, but very low in calories. We take low-fat dairy. One cup of milk provides 1/4 to 1/3 cup of your value of calcium, 16% of your protein, 20% phosphorus, 10% niacin, 24% B2, and 1/3 of your B12. Well, that's a very nutrient-dense food. But that's not the only food. Take a slice of whole wheat bread compared to white bread. It's got about 75% more nutrients. White rice, brown rice, or brown rice, red rice has the same, about 75% on average more nutrients than the counterpart. And what does the world use most? White rice. You know, not the brown rice, not the red rice. Kale and collards are also a very nutrient-dense food as well. And Gabriel mentioned this yesterday about the select appropriate number and size of servings. We're getting too much in our serving sizes, too many calories, and we don't really need all that. And of course, we need to get the right number of calories to get the right number of nutrients. The problem with many people that try to reduce weight, they reduce their their variety of foods, and as a result, they reduce their intake of nutrients. Now, you might have noticed that Martina and Corey and Bert the other day took these three or four diets, the Asian diet, the Mexican diet, and the Indian diet. All of them were low in certain nutrients. Now, what that they need to do is then take that diet, look at it, and says, look, I'm low in zinc. Now, what foods are high in zinc that I can incorporate in my diet and replace with other diets that are low in zinc? And that's what we can do, and I'm going to share with you today that website so you can do this too. And, of course, here's the number of servings. I won't go this. This is going to be on our website. More, as Dr. Previs mentioned yesterday, keep foods clean. I suppose there's more sickness in the world due to unclean food than any other reason in the world. You know, billions of people get sick every day because of unclean food. And the preparation of food. If food is prepared in the right way, it's going to have more nutrients in it. You don't overcook some foods. You don't undercook some foods. Beans, dark green leafy vegetables like broccoli and kale need a little cooking to release some of their nutrients. Fruit doesn't need any cooking. You know, my mother didn't understand nutrition, so she, and the South, they cook and cook and cook and cook things until they're so soft there's no fiber, but there's no texture left to them. So, in other words, know how what to do here. And, of course, food storage. Be sure you're using your food as fresh as possible because nuts go rancid. Vegetables and fruits lose their nutrients and so on in time. And be sure to discard all foods that are with molds. Try not to buy foods that have aflatoxins in them, food that is bruised. Be sure it's perfect. If that's available. And of course, we're going to be better off the more plant foods we put in our diet rather than the meat-based foods. And of course, be grateful for the food we have and try to get better food and be grateful for that as well. Okay, they've shown you these are just slogans on our pyramid, and I think did all of you get a copy of the pyramid in your brochure and your handout? Okay, well, if you want to give me your name and address, I'll send you one. So the 10 principles of optimal nutrition, they should be food-based, not supplement-based, for variety with each of the 5 to 7 groups, deep color, nutrient-dense, balance between input and output, portion size and exercise, clean and safe, proper preparation, safe storage, plant-based, and then be grateful. Okay, let me get to that. Okay, here's some websites that you'll have. The one I'm particularly thinking about is the third one there, www.mypyramid.gov. You can go to that, or you can go to the Healthy Eating Health Finder, but the pyramid, you can go there, and you can put in your diet. You know, you've eaten 1 cup or 8 ounces of this and 1 banana and that, and it'll analyze the nutrient intake for you. And then it'll compare it to the RDA, and it even calculates your exercise and show you how much exercise. There's a lot of things these sites will do for you on the web. Okay.